Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, BJ and Jamie, the number one subject right now on Twitter has to be this Tyreek Hill video. The body cam came out yesterday. He's a player for the Miami Dolphins. He got pulled over and then wrestled to the ground. A lot of people are commenting on it because now the body cam has come out from the police department. First, all you saw was a camera view from somebody that was just passing by
a friend of his or whatever.
Now, I'm not here to state one way or the other, but I do find it interesting how some people are on one side, some people are on the other side. So I thought we'd put it to Texanato.
Well, they did put a police officer on leave.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
I think if I saw it correctly, that's mandatory that when you're in a situation
like this.
Well,
they would have put all of them on that leave. They only put one.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. I did see the video yesterday, but I am interested in knowing what the audience thinks. At 51059, who's right, who's wrong, or is anybody right or wrong?
Maybe I haven't seen the video, so I can't. I can't participate because I've not seen the video. The body cam,
right.
You know?
I saw the video. Here's my take on the video. First of all, let me get to you guys, first of all. All right, let's go with them, and then we'll go back, and I'll give you my take on it.
Okay. Right. I think that Tyreek... I think he did himself a disservice. He rolled down his window, talked to the cop, you know, asked him why he was getting pulled over, whatever, and then just rolled up his window again and would not roll it back down. Now, granted, if I'm a cop and he rolled up his window, why are you doing that, number one?
Is it a blacked out window?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, so I don't know what you're doing in there.
Yeah, that's scary.
I don't know who you are exactly, so I would be scared.
Yeah.
I would be scared as the cop. So I think he did himself a disservice by not complying and rolling down his window. I think it wouldn't have escalated to him getting dragged out of the car or anything like that if he would just kept his window rolled down.
Gotcha.
Okay. I don't think that the cop gave him enough time to roll his window down because he asked him to roll his window down and he gives him 5 seconds maybe and then he immediately is like, yo, you need to get out of the car right now.
No, it was repeated. It was like five times.
It was all over a span of like 5 seconds.
See, this is how people see videos so differently.
I know.
This is the problem with juries and all that stuff.
Yeah. That is exactly why I'm bringing it up because if you go online and read, I mean, you go on like ESPN Sports Radio. I mean, obviously Tyreek Hill, big star in the NFL.
Yeah.
So they're on Tyreek's side. All the way. You won't hear one person on sports radio or even on ESPN that says the cops were in the right on this. You won't hear one. But if you go online, people see it so different. Like Carson, for example, sees it as the police gave him plenty of warning. And you see it completely the opposite.
Yeah. And one time I was driving down Hamden when I was 21 and I was driving in front of JFK golf course. I was doing 100 miles an hour when I got pulled over.
What does this have to do with this?
And they didn't pull me out of the car. I was recklessly driving, is my point. I didn't get pulled out of the car, and I was doing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, but you probably complied.
Sort of. Not really. I don't, you know. But my point is
can we go to Texanato?
I didn't get pulled out.
Can I go to Texanato?
And I was going just as fast.
51059. Okay. If you've seen the body cam video, how do you feel? Do you feel like, Tyreek's in the right that the police officers overdid it. They jumped the gun on him. Or do you feel like he was giving ample warning and that he should have complied?
All it's I know is I liked his touchdown celebration.
I did too.
That was funny.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, I like that one.
And another thing is, I don't know how he was driving because according to the police officers, they say that he was endangering lives. But we haven't seen any of that video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't even seen the body cam up because my phone's charging because it died on me.
I agree.
I want to see it, but I can't.
I've seen the body cam, and I agree with Carson. I think the guy, you don't know what's going on inside that car. You got blacked out windows.
Yeah.
Just roll down the window. Why did you roll it back up?
Yeah, and then
that doesn't make sense.
Well, Dylan said that didn't happen.
No, he rolled it back up. It's just the cop, when he goes, he taps on it after he rolls it back up. He's like, roll the window down, roll the window down. And then he immediately tells him to get out of the car.
He asked him like five times to roll his window down.
It was over like 5 seconds. It was very, very fast. He didn't give him any time to say anything.
But why are you rolling the window up in the first place?
It doesn't make sense.
Maybe he didn't
want
to get the air conditioning out.
I'd like to hear that story of the time you were pulled over again.
Yeah.
Dude, I was doing 100 miles an hour on Hampton, and I didn't get pulled out of my car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great story.
It is, dude. It's so relevant.
51059, if you've seen the video, who's in the right, if anybody?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jamie.
You're not going to believe it. Did you hear about that time Shapiro got pulled over?
No, what happened? What happened?
Well, they didn't drag him out of the car, but they should have.
They didn't?
Yeah, no, but he did.
How fast was he going?
About 110.
Wow.
Whoa.
On Hampton.
In what car? Did he ever own that goes 110?
It was a Honda Civic Type R.
Oh, I'm sure it was a station vehicle. I'm sorry, buddy. Buddy, I'm just joking with you. Hey, it's Tuesday. Yeah. Lighten up. Presidential debate. You got the Tyreek Hill. You got to lighten up a little bit. I will say this. A lot of comments online, it's 50-50. It's according to
it's down the middle.
But
yeah.
A lot of comments.
A lot of comments.
Like thousands.
But I think that anybody that sees the video, with the way it's hyped with the media, including us, but I think when you see the video, you have an opinion one way or the
Can
other.
Can we talk about tomorrow after I see it?
After your phone charges?
After my phone charges, yeah. I feel so left out in this one. It's so weird. I was like,
It's a good video to watch.
I know, but I mean, I haven't seen it. I feel so left out.
I should pull it up on my phone for you. Yeah. Get you in the party.
Oh, right. What kind of car was he driving?
Oh, it's like
a supercar.
Yeah, it's a super, super duper car.
Yeah.
It's one of those where I will say this. In the video, I feel like the police are a little bit confused on how to open the door.
Oh, yeah. Because he's got the Lamborghini doors.
It's wing doors, right?
Yeah.
So the cops are like, how the hell we get him out of here?
Can I tell you something sad that's happened to me?
What?
About my age? Oh. This is so sad. You know how I've always wanted to ask Aston Martin?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm feeling like maybe it's too hard to get out of.
Oh, it's like too low to the ground?
It's like too low. And like, I'm like, do I really want that much effort to get out of a car? And then I was thinking, and then, okay, so that's A, number one, you know your old win when you're like, oh, that car's so low. Because the Jeep is really hard to get into. I have to pull onto it has a handle at the top. And I have to yank myself up into it. So that's number one. Number two, you know you're old when you're like, you know, a Toyota is a reasonable choice over an Aston Martin because it's time for me to get a new car.
And you saw me go through that.
Yeah, but I'm like, but now I'm thinking instead of an Aston Martin, I'm thinking a Toyota.
Yeah.
I'm a country.
No. Aston Martin, they've got the SUV.
I know. I know. I saw it. I went and saw it when they debuted it. But the thing is, so I'm like, a Toyota will last hundreds and thousands of miles. That's number two. Okay, you know your old one. And number three is, well, used car is a better situation because right when you drive it off the lot, it loses its value.
I mean, Toyotas do retain their value really well.
I've become Bob. I've become Bob that needs a Toyota that's used because it's a better idea.
I didn't even weigh that into the equation. I go out and buy one of these 320 or 340.
300 ZX, whatever
it was. I don't know, the ZX Nissan.
Yeah.
Folks, I had the hardest time getting out of that car. I swear. I had a knee replacement.
Yeah.
And I didn't weigh that into the equation at all. I had to sell that sucker.
I know.
I'm like, man, this hurt.
I know.
I can't drive this car. I got to go get something that, you know, that almost has a hospital bed in it.
Oh, my God. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, no, I've become Bob. Yeah. I don't want the Aston Martin. It's not practical in Colorado. I got to get a Toyota because it'll last 300,000 miles, and I got to get it used because they lose their value as soon as you drive them off the lot.
Well, you've got to ask a car salesman, does it have a bench seat so I can lay down in it?
That's bad.
That's bad.
That is bad.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
You know what I don't get?
What don't you get?
Because tonight is the debate, right?
Yeah.
I don't get people that literally get obsessed with politics.
Me either.
I literally can't get off the internet, like get mad about it.
I'm with
just
you.
Get like completely absorbed in it.
Not worth my energy.
Yeah, that's
it just isn't.
No, I know.
Look, the things that they talk about and what's at stake, it's pretty serious stuff, but there's no reason getting into confrontation
at all.
Verbal fights online and posts and all this. Although I do have a team jersey on today.
Yeah, I noticed you had your team jersey on. And where's Spadil's?
Spadil, where's your team jersey today?
I need to order a new one because I had the Biden one. I got to get a Harris one now.
Oh,
you could have worn the Biden one today. It would have been the same because it's all part of the same administration.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You could have worn that as a team jersey.
You know, Michelle and I, we were at her pool and we were talking. It's so weird. We were literally like floating and we were just talking about, you know, how the world is and blah, blah, blah. You know, you just have a cocktail and talk about the world while you're floating.
Floating conversation.
And we realize we don't know anybody in our group. There's seven of us. Yeah. We don't know each other's political party.
You don't?
I don't know hers. And I told her not to tell me. And she doesn't know mine. Well, she does because of the radio. She knows I'm not political. But we kind of tried to guess on each one. We have no idea.
I'd say that's very rare.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It is weird. We thought the same thing, how rare it is that seven girlfriends don't have any clue what each other is. That is weird.
I don't know if it's that weird or not.
I feel like it kind of is.
Because even though my friends and I, we don't talk about politics a lot, I still know what side of the fence they're on.
Yeah, like I know that somebody's having a heavy flow, okay? But I don't know what our political party is.
Yeah, I don't know if that's rare or not. Yeah, I get it.
It's just weird. All right, it's just weird.
Well, it is tonight. The debate is tonight. Check out maybe, the thing goes, I think, 90 minutes or something like that? I'll watch probably 15, 20, maybe 30, 40, but I won't watch it all.
Wait, what? 10, 20, 30, 40?
It's according to if I'm entertained. If it's boring, I'll cut out of it.
50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
I don't know. I won't watch it all.
You know what's weird? I'm doing the weirdest thing tonight. You guys, I don't even know. So the Sprucewood Inn, which is by Rampart, right? And it's where all the motorcycle guys go and stuff like that. Well, they're kind of ending their season, wrapping up their end of the season. And so they're having a party at Bud's. And guess who they invited as their grand marshal? Me.
Grand Marshal.
Yeah, yeah. Of the
Is there a parade or something?
Yeah, of the Sprucewood Grand Marshal. Yep. You know how he's the commander of the cul-de-sac? Yeah. Yeah. Or what did you
cul-de-sac
say?
Cul-de-sac commander.
He's the cul-de-sac commander. I'm the Grand Marshal of Sprucewood Inn.
Good for you.
Love it.
Does that come with the sash?
Yes, it does. And crown. And two missing front teeth. I have to black them out.
All right. Also tonight, get your tickets. Let's dream a bit, okay?
Okay.
$800 million.
Yeah.
The Mega Million drawings tonight, $800 million. Mm. What in the heck? Do you come to work the next day? I don't think I come in the next day. I think I don't quit work.
We've talked about this. We've talked about this.
I don't think I quit work.
No,
listen.
No, you listen. That's a mistake.
What
you do is you come to work and you judge others, knowing that you have $800 million in your pocket and you see who's nice to you.
Yeah, but I can't do that.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'd be screaming how much money I'm worth, and I'd let the cat out of the bag
so
quick.
Yeah.
Jamie, I couldn't hold it back. I'd have to literally lock myself in my bedroom and just stare at the ticket. And I'd probably be in there for days. And because I couldn't hold back. When I buy somebody a Christmas gift, I want to tell them what it is.
I know, but you have to remember something. First of all, it goes down to, let's say, so it's $800 million, so you're going to take home, like, what, $350, right? Let's say,
yeah,
I don't know.
Give or take.
All right, so $350. Yeah. So now let's think about this. It's really only $125 or something like that, $175.
What is?
Your take. Because your wife is leaving you and she's taking her half.
See, that's one of the reasons I'd be locked in my room, though. Because now it's all about strategy. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you keep all this money for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Without her finding out?
No, I'm serious. Yeah. That's part
so
of the strategy.
So you only have $175 million now.
You got to get on the phone with a lawyer. Mm-hmm. You got to get on the phone with somebody with the financial
industry.
She gets
industry. Half. You don't have a prenup. It's a given. She
no matter
gets,
what.
No matter well, what, she gets a half of or you no. know half of your take. And then guess what? She's going to find some hot dude that's like 26,
right.
just like you did with her. And she's going to find a 26-year-old that's ripped and shredded and has the wiener for days. Right?
Right.
It actually works. And she's going to off into the sunset with him.
Oh. All right, let's say that everything that Jamie just said does not apply for me, okay? Right. Now, if you're a dude out there, you bought a ticket, and you're miserable, okay? You're miserable in your marriage. All right, you got to lock yourself in a room. You got to, first of all, don't tell any person whatsoever, because you got a year, okay? You got a year to claim this thing.
Okay.
So you put that thing away, put it in your gun box, wherever you got to put it to hide it. And then you work your way into a good little divorce. Let's say it takes 3 months. What's 3 months? You've already put up with her for 12 years.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
Wow. So you get your divorce.
What is going on here?
This is
I'm just giving some instructions. You get your divorce, and then you got to wait another 3 months, 90 days. That's my goal. Okay. Well, it's not mine. But a friend of mine. That's my friend.
Whoa.
My friend he's laid this out for me. Okay.
Okay.
This is what he would do.
How long have you been with Lisa altogether? Wasn't it 12 years?
14, whatever.
Okay.
But anyway, you give it 90 days, okay? Then, boom, out of nowhere, you've won the lottery. What the hell? Imagine this. Right
really?
After the divorce, I won the lottery 90 days later.
You don't think there's going to be an audit into this?
We have to take a quick break. Just kidding. Get your tickets, though. $800 million. Mega Millions tonight. We need a big winner right here in Colorado.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh, man. People are upset over this Beyonce thing. Woo!
Oh, I know. Let me just... what's going on with the microphone today?
Well, I keep forgetting which mic is which.
I got
you. Okay, you see what I'm saying?
I do.
We got a brand new board in here. We're in a new studio. Well, new equipment, not a new studio. But, and it's really complicated.
Let me read you this. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter took the music world by storm, debuting at number one on the Billboard 200 and claiming the biggest week of 2024 with 407,000 equivalent album units. Despite dominating the charts, breaking records, and making Beyonce as the first black woman to top Billboard's top country albums list, she was notably absent from the CMA award nominations. When they put it like that.
Now, did she... Because I'm always skeptical of the charts.
Yeah.
Because somebody can release something, it seems like, at 10 o'clock at night, like a Justin Bieber or a Beyonce. And by 6 a.m. the next morning when we get to work, it's number one. And I'm like, how'd that happen? But with the downloads, and I get it, okay. But I'm always skeptical of it. Did she dominate the charts? Because I don't feel like I heard a lot of Beyonce
music. Yeah, that
music.
Texas Hold'em?
Texas Hold'em did.
We didn't really play it, though, that much.
We did play it. Yep. But it says that she had 407,000 equivalent album units. So that's how many she sold in the first week, I guess.
All right.
The biggest week of 2024.
Well, her fans are very upset.
Well, listen, to me, I didn't feel like it was country. But, you know, a lot of the songs aren't that country anymore either. But that one really was, I don't know.
And I feel like Post Malone, him coming out with his country album with all the collabs and everything that he did shortly after hers really put her to shame.
Did he get nominated?
I don't know.
I don't think his was out the year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so either.
It wasn't out in time enough.
Yeah, it wasn't out in
time. No, he came out quite a bit after her.
Yeah, so but she did do collaborations with, like, Miley Cyrus, right?
Well, she did that Jolene, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did she do that Dolly Parton song or something? It was on the album?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Well,
but I mean, I know that people are upset about it, but I don't feel like she was, I think it was catchy. I think that Alice played it and it worked for us. But I don't think real true country radio could play that song.
Whenever it got played, because we played it a couple of times just for the giggles, right? because it never was really scheduled in our show that I remember. But anyway, when it did play, people really dissed it. I mean, the backlash was unbelievable. They hated it.
They either loved it or hated it.
They hated it for the most part.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know how big the song actually became.
Post Malone did get nominations. He got 4.
Oh, he did?
Okay. So he did.
Okay. Uh-huh. I felt like he was past the mark.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, because Hollywood Reporter says he got 4.
What did he get him for?
It doesn't name the songs. It just says that he got 4.
Oh, that's got to make him mad.
Yeah.
Maybe Morgan it was something prior to this album, though.
Yeah, because I mean,
I feel like this album just within the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm. I know, it just came out before the, before they could vote.
It did. It came out after they voted. August 16th. That's when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then there's no way it can be nominated then.
Headline says CMA Awards, Beyonce snubbed, Morgan Wallen, Post Malone earned multiple nominations.
Yeah, it had to be something older then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know country music.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't listen to country music. I have no idea who should and should not be in it.
Post Malone, for sure. I mean, his collaborations are amazing with all these artists. I love it. I could listen to that album all damn day long. It's my favorite album.
It's so good.
It is literally my favorite album of all time. So far, you know, I mean, I love the Chris Stapleton album as well, but this with Post Malone, the whole album with all these different artists, oh my God, I could listen to it for days. Now, Beyonce, it was really, I don't know, like just a cheeky little song.
Yeah,
you know?
She may not go back and do another one. I think this is a one-timer for her. Now, Post Malone, he could stick around in the country scene.
He is nominated for I Had Some Help, song that with Morgan Wallen.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm with Jamie. I feel like that Beyonce was kind of a poser for the countryside of it.
It was just a catchy little fun thing. It wasn't...
Project.
Yeah, I don't feel like she was seriously into country music.
I agree.
You know, she just did a like, woo!
Anybody can buy a cowboy hat.
Right? Yeah.
Just go to the boot bar.
Exactly.
Right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com